All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, the NFLPA representatives for each team have made it official as earlier this month they decided to bring back Damar Smith for his third term as the head of the National Football League Players Union. Now, Smith has been on the job since 2009. Under him, there has been mainly labor peace. Of course, there was the NFL lockout during 2011, which threatened to put a halt to the 2011 NFL season, but cooler heads prevailed between the players and the owners. You look at free agency, now players are able to get to free agency quicker. You still have the salary cap in place, but the bottom line is players want to be compensated handsomely for what they do on the gridiron, and most of all, they deserve that. Now, one thing that you can say about Smith and the NFLPA under Smith is that he and the NFLPA simply do not back down from Roger Goodell. Yes, Roger Goodell is the National Football League commissioner. Yes, Roger Goodell is a very powerful man. Yes, Roger Goodell does represent the owners. But at the same time, you're dealing with a guy in Damar Smith who is an extremely educated man. You talk about a guy that came from the Virginia School of Law. He has also worked in government. And as opposed to his predecessor in Gene Upshaw, that just preached mainly as far as the players getting the top dollar for what they do on the football field, Smith is preaching that guys get compensated on the football field, but he's also preaching that they educate themselves on the rules of the NFLPA, on the rules of the National Football League, and how to become better financially educated to know what they are dealing with. So I think this is a coup by the NFLPA to bring back Damar Smith, because aside from the fact that he's going to be a guy that is going to keep labor peace out there, or at least attempt to keep labor peace out there between the NFLPA and the National Football League, he's also going to be a guy that's not going to back down from the league. You've seen that because he has fought vehemently to have suspensions overturned, and that has been a big bone of contention between the NFLPA and the National Football League, because for too long, Roger Goodell has been the judge, jury, and executioner as far as handing down suspensions on players. And players feel that, you know, owners need to be kept into the same high standard that they are as players. And it's something that, you know, Goodell has shown that he has been inconsistent with. You look at the Bountygate scandal a few years ago with the New Orleans Saints. And that was something where the NFLPA really stood behind the players, because Roger Goodell was suspending them without having proper evidence. You look at the Ray Rice situation from a year ago, when initially the NFL suspended Ray Rice for 2 games, and then once the video came out of the unfortunate domestic violence incident, the NFL changed that 2-game suspension to an indefinite suspension when Rice had already gone through all of the legal channels, and he had done everything that the National Football League had asked him to do. And on top of that, he explained to the Ravens and the NFL everything that happened in the incident long before the video came out. So it's a situation when you have a guy like Smith on board. He is a very intelligent man, like I said before. He knows the ins and outs of the legal system, and he is not going to back down. And more importantly, he's going to be a guy that is not dirty, or doesn't feel the need to get dirty, or he does feel the need to get dirty, rather, and do what it takes to go out there and represent his players. Folks, as always, I want to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, you can continue to check me out on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com, and if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, I'll follow you right back. And there's also the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Be sure to check it out and like it. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.